hi, this is Penny, and I've just listened to your podcast, and I think it's really cool that you're asking for submissions in audio format. So I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you so much for being so nice about my singing. You're really nice to say that my voice is nice. Thank you. I also wanted to give a bit of a different view on the auditioning process on Theatropod. And you noted, someone noted, I can't remember who that was, sorry, said that some people really didn't like it and it was quite controversial. And then other people were kind of like, oh yeah, it's fine, we'll just audition. I really, really didn't like the auditioning process for Theatropod. It actually really, really put me off and I wasn't going to do it at all. I only did it the one I did, because I knew the producer and the director. I was quite close friends with her and I trusted her, and she actually asked me to audition. I think for me the auditioning process was difficult and troublesome because Podfic isn't necessarily something I do for other people, with kind of a few exceptions and a few very close working relationships I have with other creators. It's something that I do for me, and I wasn't interested in being judged on my performing capabilities, which is what the audition always put me in mind of. And actually, interestingly, like Jen, I also have a bit of a theatre background, and that kind of put me out in the opposite direction. Like, I would audition for a kind of a theatre piece because I understand that that's kind of a different process and a different context. But for Podfic, I really wasn't up for, and I really didn't want to have that kind of implicit judgment involved in the Podfic process, because the reasons that I do Podfic and the way that I do it is very different for a lot of people. But I am also aware that that does put me very much in the minority of Podficers, and I'm aware that the way that I see things is quite different to how most people see things, and that my problem with the audition process is probably different to a lot of other people's problems with the audition process. That said, I did do Theatropod. I actually did it with Jen and with a few other people. I did a band on story that Girl Pearl wrote and that Melissina directed, and I loved doing it. It was really great, and I really actually enjoyed coming back to what the purpose of the Podfic was, of the podcast, sorry, was about. I enjoyed the process of doing that alter voice Podfic because we all rehearsed it together, and that was lovely, and I really, really liked that. So though I was a bit leery at the beginning, it actually ended up being something that I liked doing, although I'm not sure whether I would do it again. And one other thing, just because right at the beginning you were talking about audio snippers and you said that all Podficers loved stats, I actually really don't. Kind of in my personal life, my professional life, I really, really don't like spreadsheets. I really don't like stats, and I don't track or look at really any kind of traffic on any of my Podfic, because I think that way for me lies craziness, that way lies obsessing over something that should be fun. So I think I am the lone Podficker who doesn't like stats or spreadsheets. I'm very sorry, please don't kick me out of Podfic fandom.